Would the members please vote to signify their presence? Have all members voted? Secretary, please close the roll.
The roll shows 19 senators present this morning.
May we stand in prayer.
Shall we pray? Almighty God and Heavenly Father, we recognize your touch manifest in the beauty of nature and the majestic snow-capped peaks that surround us, and the beauty of this whole vast land in which we find ourselves. These things inspire awe and wonder that you not only are the great creator, but also the father of all. You care too about the small things, the sparrow, the lily, thy creatures, mankind. We would pray this day that in this legislation of affairs that you would have charge in this great state, that here too a proper balance may be struck. May this great land be maintained in all its splendor. May this be a place where all citizens may find freedom and fulfillment that this place should afford. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Does the secretary certify as the correctness of the Daily Journal yesterday?
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for this 37th legislative day and Senate Supplement Number 10.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the 37th legislative day and Senate Supplement Number 10 be approved and certified.
No objection. It is certified. Are there guests for introduction? Senator Victor Fisher.
Mr. President, it gives me real pleasure to introduce three labor union friends from Anchorage in the gallery behind me. They are Andy Russ Anderson, who is with Apprentice Outreach, Bill Ross, President of Building Trades, and Dave Chess, Secretary-Treasurer of AFL-CIO for Alaska.
It's good to see you this morning. Good to see you. Senator Sturgeon.
Mr. President, very happy to introduce in the far gallery a lady from Anchorage who's very, very involved in a lot of things, the World Affairs Council. She's on the Museum Fine Arts Museum Board, and representing MedAlert, Janet Moyer from Anchorage.
Are there messages from the governor?
A declaration of disaster emergency dated February 12 for the city of Emunak was received. This has been distributed to all the senators. That is the only message from the governor today.
City of Emunak.
Emunak.
Are there messages from the House?
There are no messages from the House.
Are there communications?
The following reports have been received. The 1981 Annual Report and Financial Report of the Alaska Municipal Bond Bank Authority in accordance with AS 4485-100. The 1981 Annual Report of the Legislative Office of Alcoholism and Drug Abuse from Helen D. Byrne, Commissioner, Department of Health and Social Services. The Annual State Loan Report, Loans Closed by Type, Fiscal Year 1982, from Charles R. Weber, Commissioner, Department of Commerce and Economic Development, in accordance with AS 3705035. The 1981 Annual Report for the Alaska Council on Science and Technology from David M. Hickok, Chairman, and from the Department of Revenue the following. The Department of Revenue Annual Loan Report in accordance with AS 3705035. The Alaska Housing Finance Corporation Annual Report in accordance with Pre-Conference Committee Substitute for CSSB 148 Session Laws 1981. And the Alaska Industrial Development Authority's Annual Loan Report, in accordance with AS 4488216. And these are all from Thomas K. Williams, Commissioner, Department of Revenue. These are on file. Those are the communications this morning, Mr. President.
Are the reports of standing committees?
The Resources Committee considered second SSSB 275, relating to the compensation of persons collecting hunting and fishing license and tag fees, and recommends that it be replaced with a committee substitute and a majority do pass. Signed, Senator Fahrenkamp, Chairman, concurring, Senators Fisher, Bradley, Sturgeliski, and Gilman. Senator Mulcahy and Senator Eliason signed, no recommendation. SB 275 has a further referral to finance. The Transportation Committee considered Senate Bill No. 728, making a special appropriation to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for the Girdwood-Alyeska Pathway. And reports are back as follows. Senator Ray Chairman and Senators Gilman and Sackett signed do pass. Senator Dankwer signed no recommendation. SB 728 has a further referral to finance. The Transportation Committee considered Senate Bill Number 738, Special Appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources, Division of Parks, to repair the Perseverance Trail. And a majority of the committee recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Ray Chairman, concurring Senators Gilman and Sackett. Senator Dankwer signed no recommendation. SB 738 has a further referral to finance. The Rules Committee considered Senate Bill Number 648, Workers' Compensation Coverage of Certain Persons Providing Community Work Service, and recommends it be calendared February 17. Signed, Senator Kelly, Chairman, concurring Senators Ferguson, Ziegler, and Dankwer. This bill does appear on today's calendar. Those are the standing committee reports today.
Are there reports of special committees?
There are no special committee reports.
There are no resolutions for introduction. There is a bill today. For introduction, Secretary, read the bill. First reading reference.
Senate Bill Number 810 by the Rules Committee, by request of the Governor, an act amending the Alaska Water Use Act to establish procedures for administrative and judicial adjudication of basin-wide water rights and to provide for enforcement of orders of the Commissioner issued under that act and providing for an effective date with a fiscal note.
Resources and Finance.
That is the only bill today.
We're at ease. We're at the daily calendar. Senate Bill 648 is on the daily calendar. Mr. Rules, Chairman.
Mr. President, some problems have cropped up with 648, and the Chairman of the Labor and Management Committee has asked that it be returned to the Labor and Management Committee, so I would so ask unanimous consent.
Without objection, Senate Bill 648 has been returned to the Committee of Prime Reference. Takes us to the citation calendar. Secretary, would you read the citation?
Citations honoring Monsignor Francis A. Murphy by Senators Curtula and Kelly. Honoring Kimberly Ann Roerig, Alaska Junior Miss, by Representatives Malone and O'Connell and Senator Gilman. Honoring Becky Cavan, National 4-H Scholarship winner, by Representative Carney and Senators Curtula and Bradley. Honoring Fred Makatant, 1981 American Artist of the Year, by Representatives Hayes, Cotton, Abood, and Montgomery, and Senators Kelly, Fisher, Bradley, and Stimson.
Without objection, I would like to show myself as a co-sponsor of the Fred Makatant's resolution. Senator Sackett.
And if, with the, your permission also for Monsignor Murphy.
Objection, certainly. Senator Fahrenkamp.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be added to the citation for Fred McDonald.
The Secretary of the Senate, I'm wondering if it's appropriate, maybe all members of the Senate would like to be in that one for Fred. Senator.
I would move and ask unanimous consent.
Without objection. Senator Ferguson is a sponsor now of the Fred Makatant's resolution. Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I would move to ask unanimous consent that my name be added as a sponsor of the citation honoring Monsignor Murphy.
Objection.
Mr. President, if there are no further additions, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the citation calendar be adopted.
No objection. The citation calendar has been adopted. It takes us down to unfinished business. Under unfinished business, I've noted several times that certain bills might have financial concerns, and the finance chairman called upon me just a moment ago and said that they would like to add as a reference Senate Bill 632, Contest of Chance and Skill, that has an effective date and also a fiscal note. Senate Bill 634, Committee Work, as a sentence for violation of misdemeanor, as a condition of probation. Senate Bill 642, it's expiration and particular regulations. And Senate Bill 663, an act relating to identification of handicrafts and other articles made in Alaska. And all of these have financial ramifications that the Finance Committee felt that it at least should be involved in making a decision on funding. Mr. Finance Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. President. Same light, I'd like to waive the finance referral on Senate Bill 525, an act relating to land lotteries. It has no fiscal implication.
Thank you very much. I thought perhaps that was the case. Other unfinished business? Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from a call to the House tomorrow. I'm going to Anchorage for a meeting tonight and probably won't make it back in time for the session, but I will be back tomorrow.
You're excused from the call, House. There is no objection. There's an awful lot of legislative work taking place at the coal conference and other things this weekend, as you know. You probably could plan your calendar that way. Are there announcements of committee meetings? Are there? Yes, Senator Ray.
This a committee meeting?
Announcement of committee meetings.
The next Thursday on the 25th, the Senate Transportation Committee will meet on Senate Bill 212, Senate Joint Resolution 76, Senate Joint Resolution 77. And under special orders, I'll have some more to say about that, Mr. President.
Senator Bennett.
Next Tuesday, Finance Committee will meet at 9 o'clock on House Bill 187, an act relating to penalties on tax.
Senator Parr. Excuse me, sir.
The House Committee will meet at 3 this afternoon in the Barron's Building Committee Room. We have Senate Bill 274, licensing of nature paths, and Senate Bill 710 and 711, which deal with the mental health trust lands.
Senator Sturgiolowski.
There'll be a short legislative budget and audit meeting on Monday. I'll see that the information gets down so it can be put in the journal to consider the balance of the sunset audience audits. And also, just a long-range notice, the next regular meeting of the committee will be Thursday, March 4th in House Finance at 4 p.m.
Senator Fahrenkamp.
Mr. President, this afternoon we do have the oversight hearing on gas pipeline financing in Courtroom A at 1:30 to 5, and I'd like to again extend the invitation to this body. On Monday, we'll be meeting at 1:30 in the Buttrell Room for teleconferencing on Senate Bill 608, which is a special appropriation to the Power Development Fund of the Alaska Power Authority for the Susitna Dam Hydroelectric Project and other hydroelectric projects. Those hearings will be continuing again the 24th in the Butler Room at 1:30. Then on Friday in the Butler Room, we'll hear from the All Native and Environmental Concerns on the state five-year oil and gas leasing program.
Senator Rohde, you were seeking the floor.
Mr. President, the Judiciary Committee will meet today at 1:30 in the Butlerfish Room. The bills are posted.
It takes us to items of special orders. Are there are there items of special orders? Senator Ray, you seek the floor.
Mr. President, I would ask privilege of the floor to comment on an editorial and also to get some information on the railroad.
Yes, Senator Ray, you have the floor without objection.
Mr. President, thanks to our colleague from Fairbanks yesterday who mentioned the editorial in the Times. Normally, I don't read editorials in the Times because I find them filled with lies, misinformation, lies specifically about the Capitol move, misinformation on a variety of subjects. But I did take the time to look at the one that's labeled Railroad Hang-Up. And it's the usual style of yellow journalism that the Times puts out, saying that the Senate spent virtually the entire first month trying to reach a decision on the Holman case. Apparently that was the inference was that that's all that we did here. It was just wrangle among ourselves about the Holman case, which I don't believe was entirely true. Back is a far, far piece from being true. It was witnessed like a wart on your chin. And every time we would shave, we would cut ourselves on it probably, but we managed to survive it and we'll do some other work with it. But that isn't what I have to say about what I'm getting at is the talk about the railroad. And what Senator Stevens is reported to have said. Now, Senator Stevens met with the Senate Railroad Subcommittee yesterday, some of the members of the House, and his staff, some of the members of the administration. And at no time did I get the inference, as it was expressed here, Senator Stevens, who says he wants to work with state officials to offset or to effect what changes in the last field are necessary, has expressed dismay at the continued inaction. Well, now, I don't believe that he's ever expressed that to me. In fact, I've expressed it to him, the inaction from his office. So apparently, somebody has their wires crossed here. I think that I must commend you as the chairman of the Subcommittee on Railroads, Senator Dankworth, another member who traveled to Washington to take care of some of this, to get the ball rolling, to prod and to poke, getting nothing coming from the congressional office of Senator Stevens except platitudes and wait and see, particularly the Railroad Authority Bill. We were told or requested very strongly last year not to put the Railroad Authority Bill in. It wasn't necessary to do that at the time, and it might upset things. And for us not to mix into things, because if we did, we were going to have problems. Let our congressional delegation handle it all. But in the meantime, through your good efforts, sir, you did contact the Secretary of Interior. You did get things rolling. We got more action out of the Senate's appearance in Washington than we did out of our congressional delegations in the office back there. I'm not complaining about Senator Stevens or Senator Murkowski or Representative Young. They have their problems and they have their other work, just as we have other work besides the railroad. But at the same time, I do take considerable issue of a purportedly influential newspaper that goes to the trouble of causing problems where there are no problems that are existing. And I take exception to the idea that the Senate, and here it says, the hang-up now appears to lie with the inability of the Alaska Senate to get uncorked. That is a downright falsehood. We have been working, I wish to give the assurance to the people of the state that we are on top of the problem as closely as we can get to it. We're chipping away, hammering away at it, in spite of the obstacles that are put there by people who have other disparate ideas. So, Mr. President, I know that I probably talked too long on this, but I just get sick and tired of the Anchorage Times and their editor and publisher and their associate editor and publisher, Bob Atwood and William Tobin, old Big Bill Tobin, his spear carrier, always fomenting problems where problems don't exist.
Senator Parr.
Mr. President, I move to have a consent to the privilege of the floor to comment on an issue which arose yesterday during Senator Stevens' speech.
Senator Parr has the floor, there being no objection.
Thank you, Mr. President. The question was raised yesterday during the speech for Senator Stevens about the BIA schools being taken over by the state, 37 schools. And the figure was thrown out in this conversation, it's been in the press before, that the fire and safety code improvements and so forth for those schools would take $70 million. Mr. President, I'm afraid that people may not be aware that those aren't the only problems out there, that they may think that other schools that we have that are already in our REAAs are in good condition. Mr. President, last year, the Health Committee got from the Department of Transportation the report on fire and safety code deficiencies around the state, picked out what seemed to us to be the worst ones, the things that really would, as laymen, the best we could tell,
and sent a bill forward to the Finance Committee. Mr. President, I'd just like to make it clear to everybody concerned that $70 million for BIA schools is just part of the problem. I don't know what the priorities would be. I think the priorities obviously would be wherever the most dangerous conditions exist. They may be in some of those 37 schools. and they may not. But anyone who thinks that that's where the problem is residing, is just in those 37 schools, would be badly mistaken.
Senator Parr, between the Pribilofs and the BIA schools, the federal government is again breaking its treaties with the state of Alaska. They were to bring them up to par and solve some of the problems of the area before the conversion occurred. Those are national responsibilities, were national responsibilities that are being dumped off on the state to the tunes of hundreds of millions of dollars. We all know it. I don't know what our congressional delegation is doing about it. They're playing national politics.
Could I make one more comment, Mr. President?
Yeah, the floor.
I also raised the issue yesterday as to whether, in effect, the state of Alaska, the Alaska Natives are being discriminated against in the federal funding. Now, the reason for that comment was that I have been told by the Department of Health and Social Services that there were 10 states which had the BIA General Assistance Program, and that it was being dropped in Alaska but not being dropped in the other 9 states. That was an oral statement. Possibly I misunderstood something, or perhaps it hasn't been verified. But after the comment yesterday by the senator, what I intend to do is to follow up on that to see if that really is the case, if you're dropping those assistance payments only in the state of Alaska. Because if so, that does not fall under the rubric of dropping some special benefit we've had in the past.
Thank you, Senator. Are there further items under special orders this morning? Are there other items? Senator Rohde?
Mr. President, if there's no further business to come before the Senate, I would move and ask unanimous consent that we stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
We are adjourned.